From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And how did you do in that turkey trot this morning? More than 300 Thanksgiving races were held across the country today, according to Active.com, the largest in Dallas, the oldest in Buffalo, New York. NPR science reporter Adam Cole recently took a trip across the ocean to make a video about what must be the strangest foot race on Earth. This one had species bragging rights on the line. Adam, welcome.
Hi.
So you made this video for NPR looking at the reasons why people are really good at long-distance running. Let's play a clip.
Llanerted Wells is the smallest town in Britain with just 600 people and lots of sheep. But today, its population is about to double because for the 36th year in a row, the town is hosting a human versus horse marathon.
Human versus horse.
That's right.
Tell us about what this competition is.
Well, it is what it sounds like. It's about a couple hundred human runners who take off through the hills of Wales, and then they're followed by 50 or so horses with riders. They cross rivers. They go through some bogs. It's a real cross-country race.
Okay. And the idea to pit humans against horses for long-distance races came from?
Well, believe it or not, this came from a pub conversation.
Oh,
probably a few beers in, I would imagine.
As all great ideas do. Yes.
That's right. A couple Welshmen arguing about if a human or a horse could win a race over the hills that surrounded this small town.
Well, it's a real event that very nicely illustrates some real biophysical principles here, which is what the video is all about. And it was fascinating because at first blush, you'd think, well, we know who's going to win. Horses at a sprint run much faster than humans. But that's not
right.
Necessarily the whole story.
It seems like humans don't have a chance, but it turns out there are a lot of things about our bodies that are actually really built for this long-distance endurance running. Our inner ears are specially designed to help us balance as we jostle around. We've got springy tendons that make us more efficient runners. The theory goes that our ancient ancestors actually chased down their food. So they would run after a gazelle on a hot day. And because they had these abilities and also because they were able to sweat, they could run after a gazelle until it collapsed from exhaustion. And then they'd get fresh meat.
So all these things make us very good at running long distances. So what happens in the human versus horse marathon in Wales?
Well, most of the time, a horse actually wins. The distance isn't quite long enough for humanity's advantages to come into play. And also, it's usually very cool there, which also plays to the horse's strengths. Humans are very good at keeping cool. Horses, not so much.
And Adam, if I just might ask, what brought you to the story to begin with?
Well, I've always sort of thought of humans as the wimps of the animal kingdom. You know, our success in the world has been largely attributed to our big brains. But here's a story that illustrates how we might actually have some physical dominance in the animal kingdom, too.
Which is kind of surprising, right?
Very surprising, yeah.
Well, Adam Cole is a reporter with NPR's Science Desk. Adam, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you've got to see Adam's video, Horse versus Man in Wales. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. It's Here and Now.